The holidays are here, and that means holiday hockey abounds. Five young NCHC stars are looking to grab gold at the World Junior Championship. The Pioneers push propels them to pry the gold pan away from CC. And Omaha ends an offer, finally collaring the Huskies. Those stories and much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Four-game ticket packages start at the low price of $60. Purchase your Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich. Well, it's the best time of year for holiday hockey, headlined by the World Junior Championship. And the NCHC has five of their young stars taking part, including North Dakota's Jacob Bernard Docker, being the only college player on Team Canada. Well, Team USA has four conference stars, including Matthias Samuelson of Western Michigan. The hard-nosed blue liner returns for a second tour of duty. And head coach of Team USA, as well as Minnesota Duluth head coach Scott Sandlin, knows he will lean a lot on the Bronco blue liner.
Yeah, really, really have enjoyed, you know, being around Sammy, you know, even last year and obviously this year. But, you know, one of the guys who will be a leader on our team for sure. He's going to play big minutes. Obviously, a big body that defends well, and I really liked, you know, even this summer, I thought he stepped up and showed some great leadership ability, too. So we're going to look for big things from Sammy.
Assisting Coach Sandlin is St. Cloud State head coach Brett Larson. His Huskies had a hard time finally breaking through in NCHC play, but after a sweep in Miami, St. Cloud State was confident, jumping back on their own sheet, facing Omaha before the break. And leading the way was two-time NCHC Defenseman of the Week, Jack Ashon.
Shot Henches fires it wide off the wall. Back near side wing, Ashon. In low again, Paling out front, they score! Jack Ashon sneaking in, and what a pass from Nick Paling. It's 1-0 Huskies.
The Huskies roll to a 4-1 win. Ashon the key cog, as we heard from Jim Erickson on Learfield IMG College. The Huskies now have won three straight and have only given up five goals in that stretch, leading Huskies junior winger Easton Brodzinski to sense a change in his team's defensive philosophy.
I feel like we're a lot more committed. Like at the beginning of the year, we were sort of feeling like we were a younger team, so we kind of had to get into the swing of things, but now everybody's buying in, everybody's committed, and everybody's wanting to play for David, so that's what I like to see.
Since Omaha has now lost 10 straight to the Huskies, one would figure it would take an extraordinary effort to end that drought. And that's how the Mavericks did it, with an extra time marker. Here's Donnie Barnes on the call on the UNO Radio Network.
Sullivan wins the draw at center. Here we go in the extra session. Mavericks across the line with Sullivan. Trying to shield it off for Sundberg. Sundberg centers. They score. Zach Jordan. 11 seconds into overtime. The Mavericks win in St. Cloud for the first time in 3 years. They beat St. Cloud for the first time in 11 games overall. A massive 3 points for this young squad.
Just 15 seconds in saw NCHC forward of the week, Martin Sundberg, set up Zach Jordan for the game winner. Then the Mavs returned home to face then 16th ranked Arizona State. And after the Sun Devils eked out a one-goal victory, Omaha roared back and sealed it with a shorthanded goal in Game 2.
Now Gaines shorthanded in the slot, wide open. They score! Heck! Back from injury. Set up by Sullivan from the near side. He was all alone. He beat the goaltender stick side. Omaha lead for the first time today, 5-4.
Senior forward Tristan Keck's man-down marker gave UNO a lead they would never relinquish as they doubled up on the Sun Devils 8-4. Omaha scoring six unanswered goals to turn the tables. Denver delivered some holiday delight to their fans by taking a huge step in grabbing back the gold pan, taking two from the Tigers. Both games were tight, including Game 1 that was scoreless until the third, before the Pioneers' power play penetrated.
Peterson hits his own man. Now Brink in front. Puck is loose. Peterson, shot. Oh, what a score! Peterson with a snipe. 1-0 Denver.
That's the game winner as Denver denies Colorado College 3-0. Our thanks to Jay Stickney on the Pioneer Radio Network. Denver then traveled to the Springs and came up with another sensational performance, rolling to a 3-1 win. DU coach David Carl felt Game 2 performance was the best played by his team from start to finish.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was really complete. Face-offs were much better, allowed us to have the puck a lot. Thought the second period we did a better job starting to get pucks to the net with people there, and we're able to pour on a little bit offensively, and great start power play. Again, get another big goal for us, and the PK was good in the first when we had back-to-back kills.
Denver is now off until the new year, but Colorado College will be partaking in Dartmouth's holiday tournament. In the Mariucci Classic, St. Cloud State will be representing the NCHC, and Miami will visit old friend Bowling Green. For a complete schedule and interviews with Team USA coaches Scott Sandelin and Brett Larson, log on to the NCHC website at nchchockey.com. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show. Show.